USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Sunday, 254,091 new cases of COVID-19 were reported, with 244 people dying from the virus. This as students head back to classrooms and many parents are concerned as cases across the nation continue to rise.
I feel like it's because of the surge, they should go back to the remote learning option. You know, just tentatively speak until, you know, the spikes are down, you know, so that, you know, everybody can be, you know, pretty much safe.
More people on the East Coast are in the dark as a major winter storm moves through the area. The storm bringing snow to Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and North Carolina. Combined, at least 600 people are without power in those states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A member of President Biden's cabinet announces he has COVID.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Sunday that he has tested positive for COVID. In a statement Sunday, he said he was fully vaccinated with the booster shot, having been administered in October, and was feeling only mild symptoms. His last in-person meeting with President Biden was December 21st. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Congressional Democrats passed multiple bills in 2021 as they move forward on President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott calls on Democrats to stop spending on Fox Business.
We have $30 trillion worth of debt. The Democrats just raised the debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion. We have inflation that's the highest in 39 years. We have got to start acting responsibly and do the right thing for all American families.
Democrats believe the spending bills will help families recover and survive through the pandemic. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Fire ignites at South Africa's parliament in Cape Town.
A large fire caused significant damage to buildings in South Africa's parliament complex in Cape Town. A 51-year-old man had been taken into custody for questioning in connection with the fire, which destroyed the chamber of the National Assembly. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa visited the scene of the fire. He said it was devastating news just after the death of Archbishop Desmond Tutu. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
California Congressman Devin Nunes is officially resigning from Congress. The Republican was in the House for nearly 2 years. Nunes is set to become the CEO of Trump Media and Technology Company. That's the former president's social media company. A Houston area Walmart is closed for a good cleaning.
The Walmart in Lamarck is just off Gulf Freeway at 1764 and closed its doors at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon for deep COVID-19 cleaning. And it's cold and flu season, too. That location on I-45, about 20 miles from Galveston, it's a busy one, and it'll reopen Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock. A press release says employees will also need time to restock and make other preparations, and that it's all part of a company program to clean and sanitize locations, protecting employees and customers. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.